Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. Bad Attitude was created by host/sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. In season 3, we'll be sitting down with a variety of creatives that we hope to recognize from VCU and dive into the mind of the individual. On this 17th episode of season 3, we're sitting down with Alexa, who is a VCU arts major focusing in painting and printmaking, currently in their junior year. Alexa exhibits art and creativity in any stage of sketching and painting. Woodworking, thrifting, and sketching are just a few of the mediums that Alexa thrives at. Well, Alexa, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, this is me, Alexa, painter, multidisciplinary extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, and you're in your junior year at VCU?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, how's that been going so far?
It's good. I am a little nervous to start next year because I feel like it's going to be just a different workload.
Yeah.
You know, but I've been having a good time, you know.
Yeah, that's good. Do you have a favorite way to, like, unwind when you're busy with school? You know, like, kind of like at this point in the semester, you know, it's like kind of like the most effort you got to put in. What do you like to do to just kind of relax and take your mind off of school?
Yeah, I like to watch YouTube a lot. I think, you know, I'm definitely like an internet kid, so YouTube will always be my comfort. But also, I'm in a book club with my friend Allison, who's also a painting major.
Oh, nice.
She runs it, and so we read books all the time, and I'm a very opinionated person, so I bring a lot of energy to book club, with, like, usually arguing. So
that's fun, though, yeah.
Yeah.
How many people are in this book club?
It's been like 3 or 4 people one time, and it's been like 10 another time.
Oh, wow, yeah.
There are probably like 15 people in the group chat, but only like maybe
select few come.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's busy though, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty fun. And also, when you look at your time at VCU, you're starting to get more in like your higher end classes, like your capstones. If there was a class that you've taken so far that just really clicked with you with your time at VCU, what would that class be?
I would say I took color my sophomore year around this time, and that was with Jacob Broussard, and he's a great painter. You guys should check him out if you're into painting. Color was my favorite subject. I've been in art school since I was like in sixth grade, so I'm like very well versed in the fine arts, and honestly was kind of bored with VCU's classes. I find that like any arts program, it's really up to you to push yourself, but
yeah,
especially here. So color was really awesome because it was very open-ended, and like the main focus was developing like intuitive color, you know what I mean? And so I feel like that was like the first class where I could, that like opened the doors to experimentation, which was awesome.
Talking about this experimentation, you also made a bag. From the looks of it, it looks as if it's made out of a rain jacket. What made you think of venturing off into this different medium, but that has the same sort of visual creation realm? Like,
oh, well, it's right here.
Oh, wow.
Which is so funny. This was for actually a freshman year piece. We had to...
Freshman year.
Yeah, it was... we had to take 3 items of clothing and use all the pieces to make a new item of clothing. And so I took some little, like, baby overalls for the clasps on the bag and a sweatshirt from my friend Lily and some, like, men's pants. And I made a messenger bag because I really wanted one. And so... This is awesome. It was like cheaper.
Yeah, for sure. It's even like cooler though. Instead of like buying it, you know, doing it yourself. And also your freshman year, that's so impressive. Like, I feel like most people when they create something like that, you know, later on once they get like situated, but right off the bat, you're already doing that. That's really cool.
Thank you.
When you think of your time creating art, would you say if you're working on a piece and you're at a creative crossroads, do you tend to take a break and try and get back to it, or do you like to just try and figure it out right on the spot?
It depends on what the situation is. I think in class I get stuck a lot. like the first day of making, I usually just like, you know, mess around and pretend to be working because I have like a lot of trouble because I feel like I'm very concept heavy. So usually I will take a break and try to like, I like to go on a walk and think, and if I really can't figure it out, I'll just sit and isolate myself in like in a room and write for like half an hour, and then if that doesn't work, write for longer. So I try to take a break, but time doesn't always allow breaks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's different. It's cool hearing different people's like methods for trying to get stuff done, because I've interviewed people that say, oh, no, I just have to figure it out on the spot. Other people are like, well, I got to take a break. So it's good knowing that stuff. And you mentioned you've been in art school since sixth grade, you said, right? So how's been your journey for like art and, you know, starting in sixth grade and just staying with it now? How's it been?
It's been really nice. I feel like I had a lot of trouble when I came to VCU because a lot of people weren't used to that kind of like dynamic and workload, and especially in critiques, people really, it's hard to talk about art. And so, but I was definitely very used to it, and I feel very lucky that I have that opportunity. I think it was really a barrier when I got to VCU. I felt like very frustrated with the curriculums and the critiques and everything, but I think it taught me a lot of patience, and I think I learned a lot about like understanding people for who they are in different ways. I think I had to like learn how to slow down a little bit and like get outside of myself. Like, I think fine art schooling is really awesome, but it's also very self-centered. It's very like my practice heavy, you know. So
yeah, more so trust in the process. And when you look at the work you make, what sort of media would you say inspires your illustrations? I've seen some of your illustrations. You have illustrations of Princess Mononoke, Zelda Breath of the Wild, just to name a few. But what sort of stuff really inspires you? Like, what media?
Yeah, I grew up, again, on YouTube. A lot of, I watched a lot of, like, animation and animatics on YouTube. But also, like, I grew up watching Cartoon Network. I loved, like, you know, Adventure Time. And obviously, more recently, I've been into Studio Ghibli. It's really good since I've been in school. So those things are really awesome when it comes to, like, knowing that that's an option creatively, because, you know, fine art schooling is like kind of beats like any illustrative style out of people, so it's cool to, I don't know, so definitely those things. But also I just feel like I live like in a cartoon world in my brain a little bit, so it's kind of fun to draw how I see the world.
I can definitely see that. And do you have any upcoming events you'd like to share? You know, the semester's about to be over. Do you got any big things this summer you'd like to shout out?
I'm going to a workshop in Colorado.
Cool.
That the school is sending me on, like, it's just for a week, but it's in Aspen, Colorado. It's at the Anderson Ranch, which is really cool.
Yeah, that'll be a fun time. Yeah, hope you enjoy that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited, but that's really it. I'll be here for the summer working at the ICA, so.
Nice. Yeah. That sounds pretty solid, you know. Nice little trip, and then, you know, work there for the summer. That's pretty good. You know, before we head out, you got any socials you'd like to mention to the people?
Yeah, I guess I will shout out my art account. I deleted Instagram, so you can DM me, but it, as Abby might know, it might take me a second to respond, but I think it's alexa.m.art on Instagram. That's where I sometimes upload my art if I'm not feeling lazy.
Alexa, well, thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it. Really cool stuff you're doing, you know.
Thank you.
Good luck in this last week. You got it.
Thank you,
and
too.
Then, you know, then you're going to be in Colorado. You're right there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bad Attitude was created by host/sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. Are you a musician, artist, or a creative of some kind? Reach out to us on Instagram at @badattitude_revoice to possibly become a guest on the show. Bad Attitude is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Podcast Network, VCU's first student-ran podcast network. While you're at it, go check out a brand new episode of Rate This Plate with me. Thanks so much for listening to episode 17 of season 3.